This week, there has been a major partnership announcement from a company that I was like beginning to wonder what was happening to it because I hadn't heard from it in a long time. And that is Midjourney, basically the most famous, the biggest first AI image generator that feels like it's gotten a little bit forgotten since ChatGPT added their own image generator. And we've seen like a bunch of other image generators come out. Midjourney has been kind of a legend, but it's been a little bit tricky to use it because they were, at first it used to be on Discord. I think they do have a website now, but at first it was kind of buried in Discord. They don't have an API, so developers aren't really able to like put it into other software. So it's been a little bit tricky to get the distribution, but it seems like they're sort of making a change, except they're not letting every developer use it. They're just letting Meta use it. So they have now made a partner with Meta, which is going to be really interesting. I would love to hear your take on it, Jamie. But before we do, I wanted to mention, if you want to try out and learn about a lot of the AI models that we talk about on this show, I'd love for you to check out our AI Hustle School community. So every single week, Jamie and I, we do a tutorial or a deep dive on basically how we're using AI tools to grow and scale our businesses. We have over 300 members in our school community. It is $20 a month. And so we just raised the price. It's going to be raised next week as well. And basically every week for the next 4 weeks, the price will be raised. So if you're interested in getting in, you can lock in $20 a month and it won't be raised on you. But it is basically a whole bunch of bonus content that you're not going to get anywhere else. And we explain how we're growing and scaling our business. It's all the insider secrets and tips that we don't publish anywhere else, exactly how we're doing things. So if you want to get a peek behind the curtain and basically see how to use those tools, this would be an amazing community. I'll leave a link in the description. We would love to have you as a member. All right, Jamie, let me know your thoughts on basically this partnership between Meta and Midjourney.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is really cool. If you are not familiar with Midjourney, which some people may actually have never heard of it because they kind of did, they fell off a little bit, honestly. They were one of the first, the best first tools for AI video or AI photo generation. And it was used a lot by digital artists and people because you could really get a nail down a style, you know, with your prompting, and just, it came up with some really beautiful, you know, imagery and stuff. And so, you know, they were one of the first, but like Jaden had, has already said, it was kind of a difficult tool to use. And so I think once OpenAI, you know, released their image generation tool that was maybe close to being as good, but it was already integrated with ChatGPT, you know, it just kind of, it was a lot easier for people to use those and go to those tools, which I think kind of made Midjourney fall off the radar a little bit, but still a great company. And I think Meta is realizing that if they are, since they're a social media company, they need to have their media, if it's going to be AI generated, be on point, and they need to have a top level product. So, you know, they're, so far from what I've experienced for some of their image generation stuff, has been, you know, kind of, you know, not subpar, but like just okay, not amazing. Yeah. And so this really, I'm thinking this partnership will really kind of take them to the next level. So I think it's a smart play. Jane, what do you think?
Yeah, well, a couple things. The first thing I think is interesting is that Alexander Wang, he is kind of leading things over AI at AI Meta. And he made the announcement over on Threads, which I think is fun because I think he posted on X. I actually saw it on X first, but I think it's funny that it's also been posted here. And this is where like a lot of news articles are linking to. So anyways, he basically said, today we're proud to announce a partnership with Midjourney to license their aesthetic technology for our future models and products, bringing beauty to billions. Okay. Bringing beauty to billions basically makes it seem like this is going to be Meta's like main image generator. And the reason why I think this is interesting is because, like you mentioned, Jamie, like Meta already has their own image generator that they rolled out like a year ago, basically. But it's called, they did it last year, and it's called Imagine. And so you could be like, Meta, imagine me as a king or whatever. And then anyways, it's got these images. And I remember when it first came out, I thought like, oh, it's fun. It would do this, the thing where you like upload a bunch of pictures of yourself and it kind of clone you and do your images. It wasn't perfect. It wasn't amazing. It was okay. And I think as time goes on, like image models have gotten a lot better. And so it feels left behind. I think Zuckerberg specifically feels like Meta is getting surpassed by a lot of technology. And at this point, it feels like he doesn't even care whose technology he's using, as long as like Meta itself isn't left behind and people aren't like, oh yeah, Meta's like AI technology is bad. So I think that's kind of interesting that they would go and like, it seems like, roll this out as the image model inside of Meta, right? Bringing it to billions. He said, this technical collaboration between our research team is part of our effort to team up with the best companies in the industry whose work and expertise complements our own. We're incredibly impressed with Midjourney. They have accomplished true feats of technical aesthetic excellence, and we're thrilled to be working more closely with them. Like, it's true. Midjourney has a really amazing product, and the hardest part for them, honestly, has been distribution. I mean, mostly not having an API when every other AI company puts out an API and then all of a sudden gets incredible reach. So it seems like instead of an API, they just went direct to like one of the big behemoths with the most money and made a partnership. I think maybe that would be, maybe that will turn out to be a valuable or like a very profitable business strategy. I haven't seen anyone else really do this. It says to ensure Meta is able to deliver the best possible products for people, it'll require taking an all of the above approach. This means world-class talent, ambition, compute roadmap, and working with the best players across the industry. We look forward to showing you what we build together. More to come soon. Okay. Basically, I think this is interesting because they're just trying to grab at like everything they can. They're like, our image model's slow. Okay, let's find the best one. Let's make a partnership. Let's pay for it. Like, they're just kind of like reaching out in every direction. And I mean, I think it's going to be a good strategy. Like, I think it's going to win. I mean, basically, you're going to have the best. You don't get this anywhere else except for if you sign up for, you know, Midjourney, and Meta's obviously going to offer this for free. So you will get the best image model on Meta's tools. I may download the Meta app and start using, you know, meta.ai or whatever it is to like generate thumbnails or things if it's actually using Midjourney and it's the best image model. So honestly, I think this is kind of a cool move by them.
Yeah, I'm really wondering what Mark Zuckerberg's long game is with all this. I think, I don't know, my mind goes back to his VR Project Oculus, that kind of like he was saying was going to be the future, and then people kind of made fun of the graphics, you know, and stuff within it. You know, I just remember lots of memes going around, but I kind of feel like long term maybe that's still his vision. I don't know. I also heard they're going to be coming out with a new type of AI glasses that also have a watch that pairs with it. Have you heard about this? It was like a leaked thing.
Oh no, I did not see that.
Yeah, supposedly Meta is going to be in the next month or two releasing a new product that's like your, you know, your Meta Ray-Bans, but it actually has a heads up display in it. And then also a watch that pairs with it. So it was some kind of inside leak from Meta. All that to say, I wonder if, you know, Mark is still holding on to the integrated world, like the VR world combined with ours, like, you know, kind of like the Apple Vision Pro thing, maybe. I don't know. What are your thoughts, Jaden?
Yeah, I think Meta is trying to fire on all cylinders. And I think that they're willing to do things that others won't to get the job done, pay insane salaries to some AI researchers to get them on their team. Like, they're basically willing to pull out all the stops. And because they're backed by Meta, and they have such a huge war chest, I think they're going to be able to successfully create some really incredible products like you're mentioning. And yeah, I think this is going to be pretty interesting. One thing that I will say is in regards to OpenAI in regards to Midjourney, a lot of people ask like, what is the status of Midjourney? Did they like get acquired? Because we also saw Meta acquire Play AI. So it's like Meta was kind of falling behind. So instead they just like to leapfrog, they buy Play AI. Now they're going to have world-class audio. They're like making this partnership with Midjourney. Their images are going to be like dialed in. I'm sure they can figure out the LLMs. I mean, Elon did it pretty fast with Grok. So it would be pretty like, yeah, I'm curious to see what's happening there. But this is what the CEO of Midjourney said about basically the partnership they're doing. So he's kind of replying to the thread on X that of Alexander making the announcement. David Schultz is their CEO, but he said, bringing sublime tools of creation and beauty to billions of people is squarely within our mission. Excited to partner with the titans of industry to make this happen. We remain an independent, community-backed research lab with no investors, working on a staggering array of ambitious projects focused on bringing about human futures where we are all mid-journey. Join us. All right, we're all mid-journey. That includes you. Anyways, I think this is interesting. Basically, he's just like trying to reassure people that they didn't get bought out. They have no investors. And this is really impressive for Midjourney. So it seems like this is just kind of like a financial partnership where Meta is going to probably be paying them licensing, and it's going to be able, people are going to be able to run and generate images. And so I think if that's the case, this is going to be a huge windfall for Midjourney. It's going to be, it's going to be pretty impressive to see what they're able to do with that kind of funding.
Totally. Hey, if you enjoyed this episode, be sure to leave us a rating and review wherever you're listening. I really appreciate those and help us reach more people. And also be sure to check out the AI Hustle School community if you really want to learn how to grow your business with AI or make money on the side with AI. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
And before we see you next time, if you didn't close out the episode before that happened, you are one of the lucky people who gets this bonus tidbit of news that I am so, so excited for. So anyways, there's a few of you. Most of you kind of ended it with Jamie's thing there. So this is the bonus tidbit that I got from reading the Twitter comments on some of this stuff. Not very many people know this. And by not many people, I think 10 people liked this. 800 people in the world saw this. But you are going to know this incredible piece of information, which the CEO, someone said, is this just the API you were talking about, or is Midjourney now a kind of external Meta imaging lab, right? They're worried about basically if it was getting swiped up by Meta. And he said, we've been publicly talking about working on both partnerships and APIs for the past month or two. This is more of the first than the second, but lots of stuff coming. IMO, Meta will obviously do a lot of their own cool research related to imaging. And then he mentioned something the other. Okay, guys, this is the exciting thing. For the last 2 months, he's been whispering about doing an API. So if this is the case, I am absolutely ecstatic. I'll be adding it to AI Box, and hundreds of thousands of people will be adding this to software. So this could be the first step in a really exciting thing where we actually start seeing Midjourney integrated into stuff. All right, there's your bonus tidbit. If you listen to our outro, have a good day, and we'll catch you guys in the next episode.